Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship podcast. I pray that all is well. Let's start it off right. Let's go.
I don't care what I accomplish in my life. I realize that I need the Lord. You need the Lord tonight if you just look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. I need you like the ocean needs the water, or it will run dry. I need you like the many stars above needs the setting of the sky. I need you like tomorrow needs the hours of today to pass by. Lord, I need you more than ever, so hear my humble cry. I need the oil. I need thee. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
Anybody need him tonight?
To thee, I need thee in the morning when from evening's rest I wake. I need you to direct my path in every step I take. I need you, Lord, to keep me. I need your mercy and your grace. Yes, I need you more than ever. You promise never to forsake.
I wish somebody would help me right through here. Say,
I need
the oil. I need thee every hour.
Need thee.
Sent down from glory,
than anything you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, Savior.
Come on.
Anything you are on earth, a holy king, a carpenter.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Sent down from golden.
Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Anything you are on earth,
awesome ruler,
awesome ruler,
gentle redeemer, God with us,
love with us, living true, and what a friend we have in you.
You are an awesome ruler. Tell
redeeming,
God with us, yeah. The living truth, yeah. What a friend. But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus.
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger. That's what we call you. You were born in a manger.
The Lord
of the trees died to save humanity. Can you take it up? We'll save you,
Jesus.
That's what we call your deals.
Jesus.
Come on, somebody. Jesus.
Jesus.
You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. You loved me through my good. And you loved me through my bad, Jesus. You didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad. Through my good and my bad. You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. Didn't erase my future. Hallelujah. Because of my past. Thank you. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad.
You loved me through my good and my bad.
So glad you loved me.
You loved me through my good.
Never took your love away.
You loved me through my bad. Yeah. You didn't erase my future.
Thank God you didn't write me off. I even did some things I know you despise, God.
You love me through my good
and my bad.
You
wrote
me through my bad.
God, I know sometimes we make you ashamed.
You wrote me through my good.
Thank you for never giving us what we deserve.
You wrote me through my bad.
After falling again and again. Every blessing and request that you granted, Lord.
Because of my past.
You could have withheld, but mercy intervened.
You loved me through my good.
Through the rebellion.
You loved me through my good.
Through all of my shortcomings.
You loved me through my good.
And this is my favorite right here.
You keep on loving me.
Can somebody help me?
You keep on loving me.
You keep on loving me. You keep right on loving me. Through the good and the bad, you never stop loving me. Through the lessons learned, you show me. We disobey me. We run away from you. Bring shame to your name, but your love remains. Who can love me like you do, Lord? What you are to me, no man could ever be. You see through every mistake, through every stumble. You prove to your children you'll always be there. Through every slip, through all of my issues, you could have been finished. You could have been gone. But you put up with me. Keep on teaching me. Keep on loving me. Yeah, I know. We keep saying no. You keep saying yes. We keep doing wrong. You still bless me. Even when it feels like you won't be knocked down. You show me. Show me.
Thank you, Lord.
Through all my good and my bad, you love me through my good and through my bad. Oh, didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you love me through my good and bad.
God be the glory. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let's clap that up. Let's give God some glory. Yeah. Welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. That was an awesome worship and praise and worship this morning. You keep on loving me. You love me through my good and my bad. That is so true. Only he does it. Man would judge you in an instant. God does not judge you. He loves you because he loves you. He loves us because he loves us. Not because we do good or because we do bad or what we do, but he loves us. It's genuine love. It's agape love. Let us pray. Father God, we say thank you, Lord, for the hedge of protection that you have around the KPF family throughout the course of the night. Our family, our friends, and our associates, and those alike. We say thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, we ask you to those that's on the highways and the byways to give them safe travel and mercy. Bind up the hand of the enemy and get them theirs from point A to point B, from C to D to D, E to F to G to H, and the I to J. Father God, we ask you also to those that are sick. We actually heal all the ailments and the diseases and whatever is not of you in their body. We ask you to heal them right now, Father God. To those that's listening to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Victory Prayer List, we ask you, Father God, let he or she be triumphant over their situation. And to those who experienced the loss of a loved one this year and or last year, Father God, we ask you to touch them right now and give them strength and understanding at this time. Lord, we ask you to continue to give the head protection around the people that work in the hospitals, the police officers, the firefighters, the nurses, the doctors, the porters, the security guards, the teachers, the construction workers, the people that work at the retail stores and the restaurants, and all those alike. Father God, we ask you to keep them, for we would not be able to move on from point A to point B, not only just with you, but not only with the first responders and to those who are coming to work. And Father God, we ask you to touch our leaders. Guide them in the way they should go. Bind up the hand of the enemy of confusion. Because that is not your spirit. And we ask all these things, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name we pray. And let the redeemed say amen. I won't be before you long, to God be the glory, but there is the word from the Lord, and you must give me time to type it in and everything. I'll be coming from the book of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament. The book of Matthew at the chapter 4, verse 19. I'm going to type it in right now, to God be the glory. The book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 19. Excuse me. And this morning title is, What's Your Bait? What's your bait? Okay. All right. One second. I will post it up there. To God be the glory. Oh, man. Here we go. I did it wrong. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. What's your bait? Okay, we're going to post it now. To God be the glory. It's up there. Give me a couple minutes to turn, get your Bibles up there. Now, when I saw the scripture, I was once a catcher of women. And we're gonna read, but we're gonna concentrate on verse 19. Okay? We're gonna read from 18 to 20, but we're gonna concentrate on 19. Give you a couple more seconds to get there. And I just wanna clap it up for the Lord once more, amen. All right, here we go. Book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 19. But we're going to read from verse 18 to 20. And it reads thus. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Verse 19. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. They said straightway. That means they left immediately. Like I said, and this morning's title is, what's your bait? Some of us, I mean, use the example for women, for example. You have women of all shapes and sizes. But one thing they have in common, they have the thing that was the majority of us men like are called hips. Some know how to utilize their hips to make they walk, have a walk of a way that will catch a man's attention. And that once they got the man's attention, then the man will take notice to the other endeavors that they have to offer. Like they shoulders, like their neck, they cheekbones, their hair, they makeup on their face, their fingernails, their toenails. You have so much that a woman can attract. I mean, we're gonna use the word attract / bait a man. And it has the same thing for a man. It could be the muscles, his physique, his shape, his height. And I remember I was infatuated, I'm using the term infatuated, with a woman. She was almost 7 foot tall, to my knowledge. She was more than 6 foot five. Cause she towers me. And she said, I don't like dating short men. I'm like, but I'm almost 6'7". You're not tall as me. You're not tall as me or taller than me. I'm like, well, I dated women taller than me. A lot taller than me. Amen. So, but the Christ is just walking by the sea. He saw two brothers doing their job, what they do every day, because they were fishers. And he told them, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And he was not just talking about just men, but he was talking about men and women. And what he meant by that they will have such an attraction, such a bait, that men will gravitate to them. And it will be just as a gravitation as to them as they were to him. Because the word said in verse 20, and they straightway left their nets and followed him. With no questions, they didn't worry about what they was going to eat, where they were going, what they had to do to become fishers of men. Nothing. But he just said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And straightway they started following him. And this is what started his 12 disciples. This is what started his 12 disciples. He didn't use no propaganda. He didn't use no fictitious things to debate them. He didn't use anything other than the words and the power and the anointing that is him to bring them forth into his discipleships, to becoming his disciples, to be fishers of men. I remember I was given the examples of how women entice or bait men and how men bait women. Now, as for myself, I was fishers of women at one point because of the cologne that I wear, the way I was dressing, and how I was, my charisma, my charm. But right now, I have to be a fishers of men to those who are lost souls, who are captive, that need to be set free. I need them bringing the gospel to them, to the lost souls and the unbelievers, to make them stop believing, to let them know there's more to life than what it is now, before it's too late, to educate them, to edify them of Jesus Christ, so that they can be justified, and when it's time for them to go up for judgment, they may be glorified. Amen? Otherwise, well, what I'm doing it for nothing. So what's my bait? I preach the gospel. I preach the truth. I try to be transparent as much as possible without being hypocritical. When I mess up, I tell it. When I'm going through, I tell it. Whatever the thus saith the Lord at that point, I speak it. Whether it's long or whether it's short, I do what thus saith the Lord. Trying to be an obedient servant of the kingdom of God. What's your bait? And we as men and women of God have to be careful of what our bait is. Our bait all should be universal. It should be universal. It should be just the gospel. Not, oh, because every Sunday we do this, or every Saturday we do this, or we offer this and we lure people in. Even though it works to bring the people into the storehouse, but what about keeping them in and feeding them the right stuff? You don't want to give them the misinformation, because some people just might come. I told you, I just go to church every Sunday faithfully just for the cake and the Kool-Aid. Just for the cake and the Kool-Aid. I didn't give a flip about nothing else. Nothing else. All I know is it's Sunday. I got to be ready by 8:30, 9 o'clock. So we'll go with my sister, so we get there by 10, and we can have our cake and fruit punch at the service, and that's gonna be about 12 o'clock. And if I don't get a chance to eat it inside the church, I eat it on the way out the church. If I don't get a chance to eat it on the way out the church, I can save it for later. Knowing that my mother will cook some good church, some Sunday dinner, and I can have my dessert later. But we have to be careful, ladies and gentlemen. Just as much men and women use their hips and other entities on their bodies to entice men, to bait men to like them. Just like men use muscles and their cologne and their stamina to bait women to like them. And sometimes money also. But we as men and women of God should only use the gospel to debate people to come to the storehouse. We shouldn't have to bribe people come to the storehouse. If you ain't doing it from the heart, and to bring them in and to give them something for their time, then don't do it. If you only do it just to bring them in, no. But bring them in so they can learn to be edified and glorified. Excuse me. Yeah, to be edified, justified, then glorified. Then don't do it at all. And don't do it because you want to get a pat on the back. Again, Simon, who's called Peter, and his brother Andrew, they straightway dropped their nets. And they went and they followed after Christ. Can you do the same? Can you have people do the same thing for you as you preach the gospel? How you try to educate and edify them to be more than just readers of the words, but become doers of the words? That is also the word. Not only the Lord said for us not just to be hearers of the word, but also be doers of the word. Amen. Like I said, I mean, I was out there, and you know, most people have brand new cars. Cars looking nice and rimmed up and nice and shiny, brand new, up to date. I had this old 1984 Crown Victoria, but I had a niceness. I had a souped up though. Had a nice sound system. I had a cellular phone speaker built into the car. Before, they have cars now, like you could drive and have Bluetooth in. I already had a car with a speaker into it. And I could talk to it. Come on now. I remember my favorite phone, too, before the Motorola Razr. Anybody that's out there that's in their 40s, they remember the Motorola Razr. But my favorite phone was the StarTAC, StarTAC. That was my favorite phone. Mm-hmm. Bless it. What is your bait when you want to become fishers of men? Christ's bait was just the gospel. He is the gospel. And we want people to come straightway just like Andrew and Peter. Simon named Peter. Build up your discipleship. Build up your followership. Build up your people in the spirit and in truth. And then also and be decent and in order. That's our motto here at KPF. Amen. Well, that's the word for the day. I'm not going to keep you guys long, as I said before. But men and women of God of the gospel should be our bait. Nothing else. Nothing that because we got roles and we give out free Bibles and we do raffles, free raffles or stuff like that, or we give away television. This is not a talk show, hoes. This is not a talk show. This is church. I'm trying to build you up to be the church. Amen. I wish the woman of God could call in, but I know she can't at this moment. So what I'm going to do before we close out, I wanted to play something. I don't think I should do that because that's No, I'm not gonna play it. I'm gonna play it next time. Amen. But that's the word for today. Don't let the bait be you. and bringing people to church or bringing the gospel to people. Let the gospel be your bait of bringing the word of God to people. And let them follow you straightway. Because like it says in Romans 12 and 1, we are to be a living sacrifice. And we are not to be conformed to this world, but the renewing of our mind. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we say thank you for the word that came forth on today. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be your servant for the word. And allow this vessel to be to present to your people the word and the bait of the kingdom of heaven. Now, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bless each and every listener right now, to those that's listening and to those that's going to download later. We ask you to bless their ears, bless their heart, and convict their heart at the same time so that they can be edified, glorified, and justified. And we ask all these things, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Let the redeemed say amen. Starting next week, we're only going to have the 8 o'clock service in the evening. We're not going to have the morning service. I'm going to try it out up until Wednesday to see how do I feel and what thus saith the Lord. But so far, Monday, Tuesday, is going to only be 8 p.m. service. 8 p.m. service. Amen? I am Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship. Pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church, along with the First Lady. She's not only the First Lady GMPCC, she's the pastor of Church Without Walls, Pastor Natasha Artis Smith. And along next to her is Prophet AJ, who's the pastor of Power and Praise Ministries in Jersey City, New Jersey, and Atlanta, Georgia. And we are KPF in America. And to God be the glory on behalf of my disciples of KPF, domestic and internationally, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God bless, and see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Be blessed and be safe.